This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. You may never look at a simple Oreo cookie in quite the same way after this next story. Regulators at the Commodity Futures Trading Commission have accused Kraft Foods and Mondelez International of speculating on and manipulating the price of wheat, which is, of course, a major ingredient in cookies and crackers. Stan Alcorn explains what exactly the companies are accused of doing.
Every year in Toledo, Ohio, tens of millions of bushels of soft red winter wheat are ground into flour to go into Oreos, Chips Ahoy, and all kinds of crackers. So if the price of that wheat goes up a dollar, it costs the snack makers tens of millions. Jack Scoville is a wheat broker.
They're a big player, let's face it. You know, there's a lot of Ritz's bought every day.
To avoid suddenly expensive Ritz crackers, Kraft and Mondelez lock in wheat prices with futures contracts. So a few months down the line, whether wheat went up or down, they can pay the same amount.
That's the benefit of hedging. You know, yes, you give away that chance for the whirlwind profit, but that's not what they're really after.
But the CFTC says that in 2011, Kraft and Mondelez did go after extra profit by buying way more wheat futures than they needed.
Reading the allegations in the complaint, it looks like a traditional, you know, corner squeeze.
By squeeze, finance professor Craig Perrong means buying so much they single-handedly pushed up the price to sell the extra wheat futures for a profit. But profit alone doesn't make manipulation, according to former CFTC lawyer Jerry Markham.
Manipulation means that you're taking some action with the intent to create an artificial price.
And how do you prove it's an artificial price?
When you get that answer, let me know. We've been searching for that for years.
The companies didn't comment because of the active litigation. Litigation which Markham doesn't expect to be resolved for a few more years. I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.